3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, and it is hot. 98 or 99. A couple of spots, I guess, have actually hit the 100-degree mark. The heat advisory, the extreme heat warning, has been extended. So, again, I know we're asking a lot of questions. Is it hot enough for you? It is hot enough for you. It is dangerous hot just about for any living creature. So, be aware of that. Don't forget the pets. Don't forget yourself, for sure. But don't forget the pets, man, because when you add in that heat index, we're talking about 110, and it is just brutal. We did it, did we? Did we take out the nuclear program, the nuclear weaponry program that Iran has been operating for all these years? Well, it certainly seems like it. What happens next? What about national security concerns? What about sleeper cells in the United States? Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, is someone who has a spot-on perfect perspective on all of this, and that's why we're so fortunate to have him join the program today. Jimmy, thank you for being here, sir.
Jeffrey, my friend, it's a little warm down there in central Virginia, but I want to tell you, we're up here in New York, we're pushing 95 degrees today, so we're boiling the same as you are.
Well, then I would say I feel your pain. There you go. That's it. We're all getting through it together. But, you know, I will remind you before we get into the slightly more serious stuff, a tall, cool, frosty beverage will help you deal with the weather. That's all I'm going to say.
True words, my friend, were never spoken.
Thank you. See, I am good for something. All right. Jimmy, we, the United States of America, dropped six of these bunker busters, took out, as I understand it, this nuclear weapons facility. We had Tomahawk missiles, we got 400 of them, or missiles coming from 400 miles away, rather, hitting the other two facilities. Tell me, where are we? What are the national security implications right about now?
Well, Jeff, I'm always amused when I hear people, try to spin the argument for the Iranian mullahs. And look, Iran is a country of wonderful people and wonderful culture. And unfortunately, since 1979, and you and I are old enough to remember the 444 days where, our embassy was taken over and our people, our soldiers and diplomats were held hostage there. Until President Reagan was elected and blessedly had them return.
Right.
It's been 46 years. We've had this very strained relationship with them. Much, if not all, but I would say much of the terrorism that is imported around the globe, Jeff, is sponsored by Iran. That's why, the unfreezing of assets during the Obama administration and the sadly named pallets of cash that was given back to Iran. We know it wasn't going towards, the health, safety, and welfare of the Iranian people. It wasn't feeding the hungry and housing the homeless.
That's right.
And Jeff, I say this to some of my friends, some of my military friends, and some of my neighbors here in upstate New York, who you had to give these, the sanctions a chance to work, and the JCPOA, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action that Ben Rhodes and the Obama team put together.
Yeah.
Jeff, here's my question to them: why did we have to get bunker buster bombs that could travel 300 meters below the surface of the earth in order to take out places where they were enriching uranium well past what they were allowed to do? Why were they down there in these deep, dark caverns? And it was to keep it away from the world. God bless Israel. God bless the United States. Now, that's my spin up, Jeff, to you asking me, what are the national security implications here? Well, last week when the president was in Canada for the G7, he left rather abruptly. We all knew that something was up. He returned, met with his national security team. And apparently there, NBC News and some other outlets have reported that he had gotten word that Iranian sleeper cells were, you know, set to be or poised to be launched if needed inside our country. Now, you know, for the folks that this might be a little too much inside baseball on, but what is a sleeper cell? So we know that terrorists have a goal, right? And their goal is to use violence or intimidation or the threat of same in order to pursue political, ideological, or religious goals. Well, this checks all the boxes with the theocracy and the mullahs and in Iran.
Yep.
What is a sleeper cell? So a sleeper cell is where a country secretes some of their operatives inside another country, and they go about their life. They're living next door. You don't know who they are, and they are waiting for direction from their hostile nation state, in this case Iran, to potentially launch some type of terror attack. Now, you know, what is the reality of that? Well, you know, the border czar, the former ICE director, Tom Holman, was on the news the other night, and he talked about, you know, at the southern border. And we always talk about how dangerous it is to leave that southern border, about the migrant that's coming here from Mexico or Guatemala and just wants to, you know, make a better life for his family. But it's right. The fact that they found Iranian passports and prayer rugs, you know, secreted along the 2,000-mile border between the United States and Mexico. Now, you know, could these be innocuous? Sure. Could these be, you know, indicative of something more sinister? Absolutely. And Jeff, as we always talk about, and I'll wind my soliloquy up with this, the bad guys only have to be right once. The good guys, we can't make a mistake. We cannot allow something to happen. The bad guys just have to get lucky once. So is this a concern? Yes. Is the intelligence community on this and had heads up about this and had been monitoring this before? The answer is yes, but that's kind of where we are right now, Jeff, is that we should be on some type of alert. I believe the National Terrorism Advisory System put out a warning over the weekend, and basically they talked about a heightened threat environment involving cyber operations and hacktivists and things like that. Okay. But we're obviously most concerned about a terror attack where somebody would try to hurt Americans, and that's what the intelligence community and law enforcement is poised to prevent right now.
Now, Jimmy, let me remind everybody, Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, is joining us. Jimmy, let me ask you, because you talked about how the sleeper cells in particular, they are waiting for the instructions from their handlers in the enemy territory. Now, I'm looking at Iran, and I'm thinking, I have never seen a better recruitment poster for the Peter principal and mid-level management than what's happening in Iran, because everybody gets promoted. They're in the office for about 12 hours before they turn into a fine pink dust. So is there anybody left over there to give orders to the sleeper cells?
Well, I'll say this, and Jeff, you and I have great respect for the IDF and for the Mossad over in Israel. I mean, their grasp of intelligence, their courage and backbone, this tiny little country that is taking on a nation of 90 million people, a nation that sponsors, you know, terror cells across the globe, helps finance Hamas, certainly supports Hezbollah. It's incredible what they have done. Jeff, remember the argument right after 9/11 where the Patriot Act came into place and people were concerned, and it comes up every time this piece of legislation has to be renewed in Congress. And what is, to sum it up, what does the Patriot Act allow us to do? Mm-hmm. It allows us to eavesdrop, to intercept communications with anyone that might be in communication with a foreign terror organization or a foreign terrorist. Now, it's different than what we can do to U.S. citizens, right? We can't eavesdrop without a court-ordered warrant. But the Patriot Act allows us to gather metadata. And then, Jeff, it's just the painstakingly time-consuming, you know, effort of grinding through that. You know, you have to translate it from Farsi and Pashtun and Urdu and Arabic or any other language, Russian, Chinese, and try to determine, you know, what is something sensitive enough that we need to act, that we need to do something. And that's where we are right now, is – basically listening. We have signal intelligence. We do the intercepts on, and we have human intelligence. We have agents that are out in the field and interacting with folks and trying to detect or determine if a sleeper cell exists. And again, the other threat you have, Jeff, are the lone wolves. Is it somebody that just watched the news and got angry at the United States and got angry at the ICE deportations and got angry at the bombing of the three nuclear sites in Iran and decides to do something without any communication? Those are the tough ones as well. So, Jeff, as you can tell, law enforcement has a lot on their plate right now to keep us safe.
Let's talk about some of the activities that we might see from law enforcement. There are people, as you say, they're concerned. We talk about Patriot Act, and we got to listen in to what's coming from Iran. We see folks here in the United States who are already trading flags. I mean, it's amazing to me to watch the leftists who, you know, they had a Mexican flag, and then they traded it for a Hamas flag, and this week it's an Iran flag, right? Whatever the issue of the day is, they've decided they have to protest that. Do we continue seeing that sort of stuff? Does law enforcement have to continue focusing on that, even as, well, as an example, in Los Angeles? I mean, we're still seeing all sorts of activities out there. Do we have enough law enforcement officers on the line to handle all of these threats at once?
Well, I mean, the question is, do we have enough law enforcement to handle it? Yes. The question becomes, do we have the political will and stomach to enforce our laws, which says, yes, the First Amendment allows the right to free speech, the right to peaceably assemble, the right to air your grievances publicly to your government. It allows all that. It doesn't allow you to block traffic. It doesn't allow you to hold people, commuters and motorists, essentially hostage because you want to get out and protest something. And Jeff, it's almost glorious, and I say that dripping with sarcasm because I know sarcasm is something you appreciate. But it's almost glorious to watch the intersectionality where you have, you know, people that are so high on women's rights, and then they salute the Iranian administration where women get beaten and hanged and tortured because yep. they colored their hair or they exposed their arms or they didn't wear a burqa. It's just it's absolute insanity, Jeff, and to watch the cause du jour on the streets of New York City right now. It's almost like America has fatigue. We have fatigue yes. with all these protests. You know, it's like 1968 at the Democratic National Convention every single day in New York and L.A. and Atlanta and Richmond. And people are exhausted by it. We want to go to work. Yep. We want to do good things in our country and treat everybody equally. We want to be sympathetic to causes. But I think, Jeff, the fatigue, people are getting worn out by this. And I think you saw that in the last election in November, and I have a feeling if the tunes don't change before the midterms, you may see more of the same.
That's boy, that's great insight. I would hope that even the people who are in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's district are looking at her going, all right, we get it, but, you know, how about doing something for this district? Because she was out there when the Columbia guy got released. I saw wrapped in a keffiyeh, and she's out there to celebrate with him. I don't know. Some of this stuff, I must say, is just lost on me. But we talk about law enforcement. We always do this. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, is with us. Jimmy, you serve on the board of directors for the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. I happen to believe it's a vitally important organization. I urge people to support it regularly. And obviously, when you're on with us, I really want you to take a moment or two, remind everybody what the organization does and how we can help.
Well, Jeff, I always appreciate this. And look, the organization has been around since the mid-1990s. It was started by former Attorney General Edwin Meese, who is still on the board and still weighs in on our meetings and is just a font of information and guidance. And it's a wonderful mission, which basically sets out to provide material support, financial support for law enforcement officers who were unjustly accused of crimes. And, Jeff, no better time than today where we have so many of these progressive prosecutors in a lot of these deep blue cities that seek out reasons to charge police officers for doing their job. So, Your listeners can go to policedefense.org. That's policedefense.org, and take a look at the cases. And if you want to make a donation, you can make it to that specific officer or that specific case. And, Jeff, we always appreciate you giving us a platform to mention the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund.
Absolutely. Well, again, you're doing vital work. I'm just thrilled with what's going on. By the way, I shared with my listeners, and everybody was shocked. I said, you know, Jimmy Galliano is very, very active in the world of granddadding, because I'm looking at some of these photos, my friend, and for all of your hardened military law enforcement career, dude, you're just pulling this off. You're like everybody's favorite grandpa. I'm taking notes every time I see one of your pictures get up there.
Well, if you think when you have your first baby as a parent that it softens you, Jeff, wait until you hold your first grandchild. It is a cathartic moment, and it's been a joy. The nice thing is you get to keep them for a little while, and then when they get fussy, you get to hand them back to their parents. I think that's pretty much the plan since the dawn of time.
I love it. Well, Jimmy, I always appreciate you making time, brother. Deal with the heat. Get down south at some point. We'd love to have you, of course, and we'll talk to you soon, sir.
Look forward to it, Jeff. You take care.
Thank you, my friend. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Policedefense.org, that is the website for the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.